Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah! Hour number three, baby. Rolling toward the weekend. Happy Thursday. It is, let's call it 8:07. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm Bob Rose. I'm here, too. And election time in the city of Gainesville is approaching quickly. It is coming up Tuesday, November the 4th, and this is for a special referendum. You want to vote no on the referendum. This is the city's sneaky and possibly illegal way to change what the governor has done. The management, the running of GRU by the city commission for many years has been atrocious. They took this jewel, this gem of a municipally owned utility and basically destroyed it, ran it into the ground, sucked it dry, made such terrible decisions like the biomass plant. And so the governor had to step in and he put a special panel together. I mean, this passed in Tallahassee. This was a law. And a panel together to actually help to run GRU, taking it out of the hands of the city commissioners. Now, they want to play this game, and they want to call it, oh, it's home rule. Don't you want to make decisions here at home? This is our utility company, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, nearly 40% of the customers are actually outside the city limits of Gainesville. And they, for years, have had absolutely no voice in how GRU was run. Now, with the format that the governor has put together, and you've got this panel overseeing things, you do have representation for people who are GRU customers but live outside the city limits. So the people who are promoting this are the power-hungry people who, like a revolving door, find themselves in certain positions in government over and over again, year after year. They're the ones that make these terrible decisions. They put their pet projects first, and they take what should be priorities and put them on a back burner. They've been doing this for a long time. They got this on a referendum, even though the governor has already spoken on it, so has the Florida legislature. But that's not going to stop the city of Gainesville to try to grab back power that they're so hungry for. All right, so Election Day is Tuesday, November 4th. Of course, there's early voting that'll be taking place. But if you are a registered voter in the city of Gainesville, I implore you to vote no on this referendum. Just remember that. Vote no. No, no, no.
No.
When they have to use all kinds of the way they've worded things, the way they've I don't even think they put GRU in there. They say local utility. I mean, they've been as
sneaky.
Yeah, they've been about as sneaky as you can be. And I hope and I pray it doesn't pay off for them, because I can tell you, The cost of energy under the way that the city commissioners ran it, it was the highest in the state. Now, under Ed Belarski being the CEO and general manager, and also the authority that has that's taking over the guidance of it, they've managed to bring power bills down and at the same time begin to pay off the massive debt that was accrued over years because they kept taking money right off the top. Well, when profits started to run dry at GRU, it didn't stop the city from continuing to take larger and larger scoops off the top to where they were actually going into the red, GRU was, going into the red to feed this beast that the city has created. So vote no on that referendum. That is my advice.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if they get a hold of it and turn it? It's like when the Dems get in like when Biden turned everything around that Trump had done good. That's what they would love to do because Belarski and his team have done some great things that are saving so much money in the future. And you know they would turn that around and just turn it into a piggy bank for themselves again.
They have found a perfect balance of both paying back the debt and trying to maintain lower rates for their customers. And that's not an easy balance to find, but it looks like they have found that. And they've got the documentation to back it up. And if anybody wants to pay attention to it that much, make sure you consider your sources where you go for your information because, the city commissioners and their pals may not be putting out, well, in fact, I know they're not putting out the truth. So there you go. Okay. Jesse Waters had on the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. He said, all right, Caroline, are the Democrats jealous that Trump is building this big, beautiful ballroom? She said, well, it certainly appears that way, and I believe there's a lot of fake outrage right now because nearly every single president who has lived in this beautiful White House behind me has made modernizations and renovations of their own. And in fact, presidents for decades in the modern time have quipped about how they wish they had a larger event space here at the White House that can hold hundreds of more people than the current East Room and State Dining Rooms can. In fact, President Obama notably complained that during his tenure. He had to hold a state visit on the South Lawn and get a very expensive tent. If you talk to journalists who have covered the White House for decades, as I do here every single day, they will also tell you that the administration after administration have publicly and privately spoken about the need for a larger event space. So it's not like Trump dreamt up the idea. This has been thought about and talked about for decades. She said, so while many presidents have privately dreamt about this, it's President Trump is actually doing something about it. And he is the builder in chief. In large part, he was reelected back to the People's House because he's good at building things. He's done this his entire life, his entire career, and construction is a process. At the end, the East Wing, which is entirely a separate structure from the executive mansion you see behind me, will be more modern and beautiful than ever. And then on top of that, the White House is going to have a big, beautiful ballroom for generations of Americans to come to enjoy. And the best part of it, it's not a dime of taxpayers' money. The president has worked hard to privately fund this entire project from start to finish. So it is absolutely fake outrage. You've got that bozo, Senator Richard Blumenthal, that Democrat from Connecticut, who...
Well, he has trouble with the truth anyway.
He looks like a character out of some kind of horror movie. He really does. And he has trouble with the truth. He lied about his service, being in Vietnam and stuff like that. Pam Bondi called him out on at one of the meetings where, he was attempting to grill her. She turned it around on him. And he was clearly flustered by it. And he's not easily flustered because, I don't think he actually has any emotion. So that would be tough. But anyway... He said that what Trump's doing to create a ballroom is it's lawlessness. and it warrants an investigation.
Now, lawlessness is like, you know, rioting in the streets, burning down police stations, smashing small businesses. That's lawlessness. Paying for something that will help our image around the world and give our leaders around the world a great place to come to meet with our president, that's a nice thing.
Yep, Blumenthal said, I've seen some images of it, and I really believe they are destroying an American icon, a culture, and a symbol of America that is unforgivable. Apart from all the kinds of costs involved, the millions of dollars that should be taken into account and saved, again, not taxpayer money.
No, private.
And the sources that put them at the mercy potentially of and beholden to the millionaires who are contributing, they are destroying a structure that is a symbol of America.
They're not tearing down the White House.
No.
Come on.
I'm again struck by the lawlessness that's involved here. This slide toward authoritarianism.
Oh, the A word.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves.
I was never a fan. Mm-hmm. Of Blumenthal's. Never was.
Well, still in Valor, that's kind of a touchy thing, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And to get elected to the Senate?
Oh, how?
Well, look around at all the things that are going on now.
Oh, and I know.
Democrats like Mamdani, not only are they, you know, doing well, he very well could be the next mayor of New York. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What do you say? It's Thursday, huh? Not bad. Temperatures still down. A little chill in the air, maybe, even till the cloud cover breaks up. But
It's nice.
Starting out to be to be a cool morning. Enjoy. 8:23 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And I want you to get ready to tee off for a great cause, inviting you to join us Monday, December 8th at Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club for the 2025 Papine Gives Charity Golf Scramble, and it's brought to you by Comfort Keepers. The proceeds from the event will benefit Papine Gives, along with Habitat for Humanity. And Betsy and the whole team have done a lot for Habitat for Humanity over the years, and their mission is to help even more people, seniors, working families, veterans, etc., who are facing housing insecurity issues. Get signed up now. Enjoy a day filled with golf, camaraderie, and community impact. For more information, visit PapineGives.com. That's PapineGives.com. And yes, Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club, one of the finest golf courses around. It really is. So just playing in it, playing on that surface would be a thrill. And then, to play for a charity for a great cause, very nice. It's what I call a win-win. Hey, I was talking about the ballroom, and Senator Blumenthal made stupid comments, and it's fake outrage from the Democrats. I just didn't get a chance to say ballroom blitz.
I thought we lucked out on that one. Yeah. I thought, wow, we made it through.
You want it to get worse, Greg? You can.
Nope.
Ballroom.
Oh, yes.
Let's work on de ballroom.
That's right. There's a flashback.
Wait, you don't want to de ballroom? No. That's what the leftists want to do. Yeah. All right. Jen Psaki, what's wrong with her? Nope. We only have less than 2 hours left in the show.
Yeah.
The White House has shot back at former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki for implying the Second Lady Usha Vance needs to be saved from Vice President J.D. Vance, a recent podcast appearance she made. This actually came out a couple of days ago, but she said something along the lines of, oh, yeah, I feel bad for her or whatever. She's probably can't escape him, and she should blink if she needs rescuing from her husband.
That's tacky. That is so tacky.
Isn't it?
That is just.
And she said, I think the little Manchurian candidate, why would she say little? The little Manchurian candidate. The one thing, he's not a little guy.
No, and former military here. Yeah, don't. No.
Yeah.
Come on.
She said he wants to be president more than anything else.
Don't most vice presidents eventually want to be the president? Just asking, and historically speaking. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
And she said, what's going on? She'd like to know what's going on in the mind of his wife, like, are you okay? Please blink 4 times. We'll come over here. We'll save you. White House Director of Communications put Psaki on blast, writing that she must be transferring her own personal issues onto others. And then he said Psaki is a dumbass who has no comprehension of the truth and has to compensate for a lack of talent by saying untrue things. Wow. Circle back on that, moron. That's what he said.
Wow.
Circle back on that, moron.
That was her line.
This is Stephen Chang, and referred to her infamous catchphrase that, she used to use. Let me circle back on that.
Basically, that was her saying, I don't know. Translated. Yeah. That's just translation there.
Absolutely. anyway.
Man, these people.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just think she's a little jealous that KJP is getting a little attention with her book tour. Even though that's not necessarily going well, because she just lies a lot in that too, which is kind of what she did every day for Biden anyway.
Well, yeah, and so. you pick your venues.
Yeah.
I just like it how she, the preface of her book anyway, she's like an independent now. Really?
Yeah.
Like to give her a quick quiz on that, see just how independent
she really is now.
Yeah, I kind of doubt it. Let's see. Democrats trying to blame Republicans for the health care crisis that they themselves created. Now, I would say that, but I didn't. Well, I have said it many times, actually, but this time it was House Speaker Mike Johnson. And Democrats, he said, have rejected the GOP's clean proposal to reopen the government a dozen times now and continue to refuse to cooperate under the guise of the health care crisis, something that Johnson said Democrats created in the first place. In their desperation now, they're trying their very best to somehow blame Republicans for the forthcoming health care crisis that they themselves created by way of. Just very quick review for the record, because they were trying to obscure this as well as he walked through how we got there. Well, let's just simplify it. Remember, you get to keep your health insurance and your doctor if you like them. Wrong. Lie. And the average cost of health insurance for a family of four would drop by $2,500 a year. Not only was that a lie, it actually went up approximately $2,500 a year. That's a $5,000 swing for the average American family. And that hurt. And there continues to be pain. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Got a lot more to talk about coming up. And we want you to stick around. All right. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Another gorgeous day. Welcome to it. Make the best of it. 8:34 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yep, it's Thursday. Top stories, day 23. The government shut down. Didn't look like anything's going to happen anytime soon. President Trump has raised the sanctions against Russia and Russian oil in hopes that he can get Putin to the table. But it doesn't matter. I mean, if he comes to the table, but he doesn't even want to consider a ceasefire, you know, what's the use? And that's sad. It's one of the areas where I really thought that Trump would you know, have a chance to kind of really work on that issue and end that war. And I thought he'd do it fairly quickly. Obviously, he can't control what Putin does. But he's exerting pressure in every way that he can. He tried, you know, the carrot, the nice approach and all that. They met in Alaska. Now you got to swat him with a stick a little bit, see if that helps. And I don't know what the next move is, but I know that Putin is hiding in his secret lair. Yes.
Oh, my.
And he's testing out some of his nuclear capabilities, I guess.
I think Trump had higher hopes for Putin as well. I think when he said he thought he could get it wrapped up quickly, I think he really believed that. But like I said, you've got somebody like this, a little dictator. He's going to do what he wants to do at the end of the day.
Little dictator, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's I think maybe he had changed. Like he thought, you know, maybe he could work some out with Putin, but Putin is now, I guess he's kind of maybe in that obsessive mode. He's obsessed with getting Ukraine, and well, we shall see. We do know this, that since Charlie Kirk was brutally assassinated, that Bible sales have soared. I mean, the numbers are incredible. Look, this is the greatest selling book on earth of all time and continues to be day in and day out. And Christian Holy Book, when put together, the numbers average around 1.5 million units per month. Remember, that's worldwide, okay? According to the report, after the public assassination of Charlie Kirk at the Utah Valley University on September 10th, Bible sales shot up to 2.4 million.
That's huge. What an increase.
So nearly a million additional. That's in a one-month period. 1 month. So he's definitely, his legacy is living on. It's expanding. It is growing. His friend, the Christian singer Chris Tomlin, agrees. Of course, he played, at the memorial, and he said he's seeing signs of spiritual revival, real awakening in America. He says people are coming hungry, wanting to connect with God. There's no playing games anymore. It feels like we're in a real moment, an awakening, and I have that same kind of sense. I know that I have kind of said, you know, back in the day when I was a high school kid getting ready to, you know, cast my first votes and, you know, Ronald Reagan, I just thought, wow, man, this guy really, he's the total package. Yeah. I think that he's smart, but he has a sense of humor. He gets it. And he makes me feel proud to be an American, which, you know, remember for a lot of us, you know, post-Vietnam was definitely not a great period, not a great patriotic period overall, for many reasons, but everybody could feel it. And Ronald Reagan, he started to change that. And talking about, you know, God and waving the flag, not only did it become, it seems, more acceptable, you wanted to do it. You wanted to do it. You're proud to be an American, proud to be a believer. And you didn't shrink away from that. And I think this is, you know, for me, what I've seen is a surge in this very similar kind of thing. And I saw a lot of it under Trump, and maybe not the Christian side of it quite as much, although that began to catch fire a little bit. But then Charlie Kirk, I mean, he's the one that really blew the lid off it, so to speak. All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and let's connect with Shep. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. And not to sound confrontational, but you say the Bible, you know, the Christian guidebook. I don't know, as a Messianic Jew, I see it more as a Jewish book. But that said, you were saying your first election was Reagan versus Carter. That was mine as well. And just a little funny story, that was when I was watching the debate between then-President Carter and former Governor Reagan. You know, I said to my mother something that a lot of what Mr. Reagan said made sense. And, of course, you know, I told you about my family. My mother said, "If you vote for Reagan, don't bother coming home." And I said, "Ma, how are you going to know?" And she said, "I'll know. Don't you worry. I'll know." Well, the truth is, I did vote for Carter that year because I liked his energy policy. But I told her I voted for Reagan just to mess with her.
Wow.
See you later.
Oh. Bad son. No, just kidding.
Yeah, but the Jewish mother, she would know.
Hey, sure I was, look, I saw the same stuff I saw. Here comes Jimmy Carter.
Ah, Jimmy Carter, and I'm going to be your next president.
And he was wearing, a sweater. Like a little button-down, cardigan type or whatever.
Mr. Rogers look going on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it was appropriate. It was wintertime. And I was living in Michigan, and I'm sitting there and by the TV and... And he comes out and he says something about setting the thermostat higher, or lower, however you want to say it, using less energy, making it colder in the house, okay? Yeah. And I just happen to have the bedroom that is the coldest, not just bedroom in the house, the coldest room in the house.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it was about it, but it was, And I remember him saying that, yeah. So for your energy policies, exactly the opposite, Shep, okay?
Oh,
I was
wow.
like, I'm tired of freezing.
Y'all canceled each other out because of the thermostat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, is this guy for real? Mm-hmm. And, and then Ronald Reagan came on the scene. I go, now that's what I'm talking about.
Every
time that he would say something, I go, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And I didn't understand that, there was a backlash. It wasn't anything like Trump. It was a smaller version of what Trump has dealt with against Reagan. Really, it was a backlash. And remember how they positioned him like, he's wild. He's a rootin' tootin' cowboy. He's crazy. We don't know what he's going to do.
He's an actor, not even a politician, really. I mean, he's a governor, but you know.
And just look how, that turned out.
Who would have dreamed?
Tear down that wall. It didn't happen while he was still in office, but he was the reason behind it.
Well, he thought about building a ballroom there, but then decided not to.
Did you say ballroom blitz, blitz, blitz?
Yes, and I'm sorry I did.
So January 6th, the event where democracy was nearly destroyed, so say Democrats, I told you that the FBI and maybe the CIA were involved in this whole thing. It was shenanigans. It was a setup. I'm not saying that all the people were good, decent people that were involved in it. There were definitely ne'er-do-wells. There's always going to be some of those. But by and large, I think most of the people that showed up that were Trump fans were fine. Now, did some of them go into the Capitol building? Absolutely. There were doors that were open for them. Many of them were guided through. Now, there were a couple of situations that were not good. But it was the FBI out there riling people up. And they lied for the longest time about having people there. Then they said, we had like two people there. They weren't agents. They were just like collecting information. And then and they go, well, there's actually like 25, but 23 of them like weren't really doing any official.
Right.
They weren't there in official capacity or whatever.
Just hanging out.
I mean, they just kept going on. Now we find out there's like 260 agents that were there.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So here now, you've got the FBI under Cash Patel now releasing new surveillance video of the suspect who placed the pipe bombs near the DNC and the RNC the night before the January 6th event. It was January 5th. And officials have renewed the $500,000 reward and, put out more video and enhanced video. Why didn't the previous FBI director and stuff do that?
Rhetorical question, I'm sure.
8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. A little crispness in the air. Love it. Breathe it in and enjoy. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:51, and yeah, it is the October is definitely in the air, isn't it? Oktoberfest is in the air. That's right. This Saturday, get ready. Audi Gainesville presenting the 7th annual Oktoberfest, with all the funds and money being raised goes to the Ronald McDonald House, of which we are the official radio sponsor. But this is a great day with authentic German cuisine, refreshing craft beer from Swamphead Brewery using a special German recipe. And the band is being flown in straight from Munich. I mean, this is authentic. Admission is free with food and beverages available for purchase. There's even a VIP opportunity for you. Get a hold of the Ronald McDonald folks or just call Audi. But that is going on this Saturday. Oh, he'll have a huge tent. Doesn't matter. The weather's going to be nice anyway. But even so, the tent's got you covered just in case. So that will be Saturday, Audi, Gainesville. Kicking off officially at 10 a.m., and it's hard to miss right there on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. And it is the best rotisserie chicken you've ever had in your life. Just saying.
Not to mention the brats.
Oh. And the pretzels.
Mmm.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Better stretch your tummy out before that. Better get ready for it.
Okay, got to prep.
Hey, another tragic story that could have been avoided. Per ICE sources, Jasunpreet Singh, semi-truck driver.
Yeah.
Suspected of killing three people in a DUI crash on the 10 freeway in Ontario, California. He's an Indian illegal alien who was caught and released at the California border by the Biden administration in March of 22. This reporting is coming from Bill Malusian of Fox News, who's been on the border issue now, well, for a couple of years. Malusian added that he had been informed ICE was placing a detainer request on Singh with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, where he was reported to be in custody on suspicion of DUI, causing great bodily injury, and gross vehicular manslaughter. He has not been formally charged yet, or at least as of that report. Apparently, he was speeding and under the influence, never hitting his brakes, according to witnesses, when he crashed into slow-moving traffic on the freeway. This involved four semis, two pickups, and two cars. It led to three people being killed, four people being injured. One witness explained it sounded like a big explosion, and this guy was just barreling down the freeway, and it didn't stop. Mm. He didn't try to make any kind of maneuvers. Dash cam footage from ABC7 shared on X appeared to show the semi-truck driver barreling down the highway and plowing into several other vehicles. Department of Transportation press release, it was revealed that the Secretary Sean Duffy announced the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration was going to withhold over $40 million from California after an investigation found the state failed to comply with the department's English language proficiency standards. So he put states on notice. Mm-hmm. He was going to withhold funding. Of course, in very anti-Trump way, Governor Newsom, of course, wasn't going to adhere to that. And here he's got blood on his hands. This guy was an illegal alien from India and did not have the understanding he needed in the English language. But it appears, without even trying to make any real defensive moves or anything, you wonder if it wasn't with some sense of purpose, which is very frightening. Now, when I was up in Kennebunkport yelling at the bushes from the bushes, yeah. I met a man from India. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, hey, can I ask you a question? And I said, the guy that was involved in that fatal truck wreck down in Florida, mm-hmm. I said he was he was Indian, and I forget the province or whatever, but he said, oh, there they don't teach English.
Really?
As a matter of fact, he goes, it's not as widespread as it used to be in India. A lot of places still teach it, but a lot of places don't.
So they come to America, and these liberal Democrat states give them licenses to drive 18-wheelers on the roads across the country.
A license to kill, in this case.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yep. How do you put lipstick on that pig? You can't.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
It's 8:56 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. That means a 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.